Powell, whose House district includes Park City and the Heber City area, said he's been talking with local officials about ways for citizens to purchase renewable energy.
And that just allows a city or a county to act kind of as a gatekeeper or a bulk purchaser on behalf of its residents to enter into a contract to receive purchase renewable energy from a provider, a producer, who may be, you know, off far away in the distance in southern Utah or Nevada or something. And then we did this 2 years ago where eBay, when it opened first facility, was wanting to purchase renewable. And so we actually changed the Utah statutes to allow, or shall I say require, Rocky Mountain Power to facilitate the transmission of the renewable energy to the eBay facility. So my bill is an expansion of that alteration and an addition, basically, to the eBay bill to allow kind of the city or the county, such as Summit County or Park City, to act as that coordinator or bulk purchaser on behalf of its residents.
However, his idea is facing an uphill battle with Rocky Mountain Power.
We met with Rocky Mountain Power several times. They don't believe that it's a workable model in Utah based on our regulatory structure, based on what they did with the eBay facility and how they think that's different than the delivery of renewables to individual customers would act. And so it's an uphill climb this year to get the necessary education and coordination out on this.
At a recent Park City town hall, Powell said a major topic with the citizens was air quality. It's also being discussed down on Capitol Hill.
The big question, I think, that's being asked right here at the legislature right now is about our fuel standards with the Tier 3 EPA emissions standards. I do think there are some questions being raised by industry as to whether the gasoline standards and the motor vehicle standards are actually either attainable or whether they're actually productive, whether they produce any additional, you know, benefits.
Powell said there needs to be more information on the item.
In the House Republican Majority Caucus, there were several representatives of industry, primarily the petroleum refineries, who said that, you know, they didn't think that Tier 3 standards were going to provide that much of a benefit. And I really think, even though you're seeing some divided votes, such as one that just happened in the Senate 2 days ago about making cleaner standards for fuels, in general, both Republicans and Democrats are supporting really some efforts to clean up the air.
House Representative Craig Powell. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.